USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
British Prime Minister Boris Johnson met with Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky in Kyiv. A spokeswoman for Johnson said that the visit was a show of solidarity with the Ukrainian people. During the meeting, Johnson pledged more military assistance, including 120 armored vehicles and new anti-ship missile systems. Johnson already promised $130 million worth of high-grade military equipment to the besieged country. Zelensky challenged other Western nations to follow the UK's example. Ukraine's state railway company said it would continue to evacuate as many people as possible from eastern Ukraine before Russia launches an anticipated full-scale attack on the region, though leaders in that part of the country said many are deciding to stay put. The company added it has evacuated about 3.5 million people since the Russian invasion began at the end of February. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, it's Wayne Allyn-Root, and I want to tell you a real story. A husband and wife were driving home from dinner. While stopped at a light, they were suddenly surrounded by an angry mob, and the mob forced open the driver's side door, attempting to drag the husband from the car. But he reached for his Hero 2020 non-lethal weapon. He shot his attacker twice in the chest, unleashing a powerful chemical pepper irritant, forcing the attackers to back off, and the couple escaped safely. No bullets were fired, no lives were lost. I know how training and preparedness makes the difference. I've seen and reviewed many guns and self-defense products, and the Hero 2020 is one of the easiest to use, carry, and conceal. Plus, it saves lives. Hero 2020 is a high-powered, award-winning, non-lethal defender. That's why I have one in each of my cars and in multiple rooms of my home and office. To order your own Hero 2020, visit Hero2020.com. Use coupon code WAR for a special discount. Hero2020.com. That's Hero2020.com. State law restrictions may apply.
President Biden and Vice President Kamala Harris celebrated the confirmation of Judge Ketanji Brown Jackson to the Supreme Court on Friday. Jackson is the first black woman to be confirmed to the high court and will take over for Justice Stephen Breyer when he retires at the end of this current term. It was a partisan confirmation vote.
The Senate confirming Jackson Thursday with a 53-47 vote, with three Republican senators joining all 50 Democratic senators. Constitutional law professor Jonathan Turley tells Fox News Supreme Court nominations were not always this partisan.
At one time, it was considered to be a standard that you didn't vote against a nominee because of their judicial philosophy. You voted just on whether they were qualified. That time has passed.
From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
All of the major indexes on Wall Street had a losing week. They also remained down for the year to date. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Bingo fun fact number 6. Americans spend over $90 million weekly on bingo. Why? When you can play Bingo Treasure for free. Go to BingoRadioUSA.com. Play from any device, your smartphone, tablet, or computer. The account is free. The play is free. Play one card. Play more. Chat with other players. Meet new friends. All free at BingoRadioUSA.com. That's BingoRadioUSA.com. Bingo from any device. Hurry. Free accounts are limited.
Pittsburgh Steelers quarterback Dwayne Haskins was killed in a crash Saturday morning. He was struck by a dump truck in Florida as he was crossing an interstate, according to Highway Patrol officials. The Ohio State standout signed with the Steelers last season after two seasons with the Washington Commanders. Two men were acquitted of all charges in a plot to kidnap Michigan Governor Gretchen Whitmer. 24-year-old Daniel Harris and 33-year-old Brandon Caserta were found not guilty. However, the jury deadlocked on 38-year-old Adam Fox and 46-year-old Barry Croft Jr. Defense attorney Michael Hill celebrated the outcome.
I think what the FBI did is unconscionable, and I think the jury just sent them a message loud and clear that these tactics are not going to be, you know, we're not going to condone what they've done here.
Fox and Croft remain in custody as federal prosecutors decide whether to try them again. Actor Will Smith has been banned for 10 years from the Oscars and other activities of the Academy of Motion Picture Arts and Sciences. The punishment comes after he slapped comedian Chris Rock following a joke at the expense of wife and fellow actor Jada Pinkett Smith. The Academy said in a statement that the Oscars were meant to be a celebration, but was overshadowed by Smith's unacceptable and harmful behavior. Smith says he accepts and respects the Academy's decision. Three people were killed following a robbery at a gun range in Grantville, Georgia, southeast of Atlanta. The owner of the gun range, along with his wife and grandson, were among the victims. 40 weapons and a video camera were taken. For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns.